Welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A, the podcast dedicated to helping you navigate the twists and turns of the modern workplace. I'm your host, Sarah Chen, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that affects far too many of us, toxic workplaces. You know, those environments that leave you feeling drained, undervalued, and maybe even questioning your sanity. I've invited workplace culture expert Emily Carter to help us unpack the warning signs, understand the impact, and most importantly, figure out how to break free. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm excited to be here and share some insights. This is a topic I'm incredibly passionate about because I've seen firsthand the devastating impact a toxic workplace can have on a person's life.
Absolutely. It's not just about having a bad day at work, is it? We're talking about something much deeper. So let's start with the basics. How do we actually define a toxic workplace? What are some of the telltale signs?
That's a great question. I think the core of it is an environment where negativity, disrespect, and dysfunction are the norm, not the exception. Think constant gossip, backstabbing, a lack of trust, and a general feeling of unease.
So it's more than just one difficult colleague.
Exactly. It's systemic. It's baked into the culture. You might see a lot of blame shifting, a lack of accountability, and inconsistent application of policies. Micromanagement is a big one. And of course, there's the always popular bullying and harassment, which can range from subtle to overt.
Makes sense. I remember this one job I had where the management style was essentially management by crisis. Everything was always urgent, and there was this constant pressure to be available 24/7. It was exhausting.
That's a classic symptom. That constant state of anxiety and the feeling that you can never switch off. It seeps into your personal life, affects your sleep, your relationships.
It really does. So let's say someone is listening right now and they're nodding along, thinking, okay, this sounds familiar. What's the first step they should take to address the situation?
Awareness is key. The first step is acknowledging that you're in a toxic environment. Next, document everything. Keep a record of specific instances of the toxic behavior, including dates, times, and who was involved. This can be incredibly helpful if you decide to take formal action later on.
That's smart. Documentation is crucial.
Absolutely. Then, set boundaries. This is easier said than done, but it's vital. Learn to say no, protect your time, and don't be afraid to push back against unreasonable demands.
So you're empowering yourself within a difficult situation.
Exactly. And importantly, build a support system. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Don't try to navigate this alone.
And what if, despite all of those efforts, the situation doesn't improve? What if the toxicity is just too deeply ingrained?
Then it's time to seriously consider your exit strategy. Your mental and physical health are too important to sacrifice for a job. Start updating your resume, networking, and exploring new opportunities.
Easier said than done, I know, especially in a tough job market.
I understand. But sometimes the best thing you can do for your career is to remove yourself from a toxic environment. It allows you to regain your confidence, reclaim your energy, and find a workplace where you can truly thrive.
That's such an important point. It's about prioritizing your well-being and recognizing that you deserve to be in a place where you're valued and respected.
Precisely. Don't let a toxic workplace tie you down. You have the power to break free and find something better.
Emily, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure, Sarah. Remember, you are not alone and you deserve to work in a healthy, supportive environment.
And to our listeners, if you're struggling with a toxic workplace, remember Emily's advice. Document, set boundaries, build your support system, and don't be afraid to explore new opportunities. Your career, and more importantly, your well-being is worth fighting for. That's all for this episode of Career Crossroads. Join us next week for more tips and strategies to help you navigate the ever-changing world of work.